סימן שינטזיין סעיף בייס. הצוד צבי יושן עשו מחייב. If a person is צד הצבי, the צבי is sleeping or he's blind, חייב. But if he's a חיגר, he's himping, a חוילה, he's sick, a זוקן, he's old and he can't run away, פוטור, it's פוטור אבל עשו. We'll see the Mishneh Brura. Hatzot Tzvi hu adin shal minim v'chin kosa b'liyor rabbe. Sivkot n'zayin. Yoshen esuma. The honey, these animals, like we saw in the Mishneh Brura before, all of the animals, dargom li'ishomet k'shemarkishim yad odom. Even that they're sleeping or they're blind, and they didn't see that the person came close to him, but when they feel the touch, they run away. V'al ken k'shetzodoy avitzei n'mamesh. Mashenken bechiger with the kavasa, the one that is limping, he has a broken leg. She'en yecholim liyisham, they can't run away. Ve'afili machiger yechol le'alach k'tzat, he could run a little bit. Al kolponim ha'ay yechol le'agiyo b'shchiyah achas, he could catch him in one go. Al gen chashivik en yitzoydim ve'oimdim. B'shamazaman Oyerbach says, but if it's animals that don't feel when they're sleeping that you touch them, for sure is no tzeyde b'chai gavne. Someone asked me a question, Solan Hasenfeld, what would be if you have animals that even if you're trying to chase them, they don't move away. Trying to move that fly away, he doesn't move away. It's called Seyde and Shabbos and that. The truth could be, it's negat to say if you'd base to poro v'chayo that normally don't run away from people. But it's not mamish negat to our seif, because these flies, if they want, they could. They see you. Just normally they don't want. But it's up to them. So it could be it is a Maisa Tzeida. But really it's negated to see if you'd base. Be'ez Hashem will see it and see if you'd base. Oy Zoken, v'hu adin koten. It's a big chiddush we'll see later, because we could have said, Zoken and Chiger, the animals that they have something on them, oldness or broken legs, etc., or sickness, that makes them not to manage to run away. Koten, this is the animal. To be negated maybe to Machlekes of Shomzam Rebel Yashiv, if it's the Isur Tzeda and ants, or turtles, worms, etc. We'll see in the Hemshech of the Shir. So the Aloha is again, Atzot Tzvi Yoshin Esu Mechayev, but Chiger Oichoyle Oizoken Potur, the Mishnah Brura says, Potur Aval Osu. Ve'al Kein, Kshemoyitze Lefoyim Arneves, a rabbit, Choyle Munachas Al HaDerech, Ava Pishin Yecholil Osu Mimkoyimu Osu Likach Oiso. Ve'avit Tzedim D'Rabonon V'yeshoyimim D'Chayev, V'ayim V'biur Aloha. So here the Mishneh Brura is merames the machlekes. What is choile? Choile means tired or sick. Chiger lekule alme is no tzeida deiraise. Zoken. And choile the shaila means illness or means tiredness. Before we go into the protim of this seif, I want to mention what the Biur Halacha brings down here, that if a person has an animal that is running and he's very tired and he can't move, Shita Sura Shita is no Tzeide. Choyle is a Tzeide de Reise. The other Shita holds the opposite. And the Biur Halacha is mistabek lefishita Sura Shita. If he runs after an animal till he makes it tired, he's chayim mishum Tzeide or not, or if he hits it, it becomes chiger. What is the Shaila? Derech HaTzayodim that they take to themselves. Here he didn't make a Maisa Lekich. Biur Halacha is mistabek about it. Even that Lefi Rashi, if something is tired and you pick him up, you're not chayav. What if he's the running and then he picks it up, then Mistame for sure is chayav. Now, the Mishneh Brura later on, in Simon Shinchov Ches, Sif Kotem Gimel brings down, if it's a snake, says you're allowed to make a lachash that makes him not to move. Even that here is Misupik, if it's called a tzeder or not, and there is Matir, what is the difference? We have to say that it's not a natural way lechisha. It could be tiredness is different. Nisim Karelit says that b'meile midayraisa it's mutar dir lekula alma, not only because the heter of the Mishneh Brura by us, says it's not a natural way. Why is no isu the rabbonon dir? Because mikbokim tzar and the hezek chazal are not goyza. Stipler says it's a kilach hayat, and they didn't ask for the rabbonon and things that are there is gula. Chaim Kanievsky says, it's not called a meloche. It's very interesting, and the Hebrew Shir I didn't bring down, is a berheitev here that speaks about if a person calls an animal, to, and the whole day he's holding on to him like that, he says that it's mutter. It's not called a tzeda. The stomach is even more from a heter from a lachash. It's not the heter of the lachash. Just, it's no ma'isa. He's just calling him. He's attracting him. And my sefer, I was mesupik once, if he calls him till he walks into a cage and then he gets caught there, if it's also a mutter. We're not going into the Nami's Geras now. Nisim Karelitz is mesupik. After we said you're allowed to do a lachash, if you're allowed to hold him on from the lachash, what is the tzad you're not be allowed to? Because the lachash is not a natural way, not because it's not a natural way, because lemaise, with the time, the lachash gets weird out. The shayla is, the same thing would be a question when something is tired. So by us, it's mashmas for sure, yisur derabanan, when something is tired. So the chul also in lachash would be a yisur derabanan, to pick him up from a lachash. But maybe not, maybe lachash is stronger from tiredness. Yesh la'ayin b'zeh. Now, it's a very interesting shaila that comes out in our seif. Ants, turtles, bugs. There's no yisur tzeida. They can't move. You could catch them b'chad shechia. It's not even a yisur b'rabbonon. When is a yisur b'rabbonon an animal that normally could move? Now they're tired, they're broken. That is no yisur b'rabbonon. Animal that this is the Metzius Chazal never answered. And he brings a Tesis Rit like him. And the Shalmanisan I'm asking, that could be a Yisu. Eina Chanami, you could catch it, but the animal feels free. And now you're taking the freedom away from the animal. Shmuel Zalman wanted to say there is no Yisu de Rabbanon. Le'um HaZem in Rabbi Yeruchim is Masha that it's a Yisu de Reis. Rabbi Nissim Karelitz also holds that it's a Yisu de Reis. And that's this what they bring down from Shem Rabbi Yashiv. Avosno holds that it's a de Rabbanon. Why they hold it to the Raisa? Because they hold that this is the way of the animal, it's not even caught. It's not like a chigger and a zaken. And this is the reason I was misuping in the beginning of the shear by cotton. Shabur says it's like a zaken. I could have said it's like an ant. Reb Nissim Karelitz brings down, if you have ants in the Shabbos in your house, and you don't want them to move, you could spritz around them, even that they can't move anymore. But it's not called tzeder. Why? Because it's ein b'minei nitzeit. And anyway, you could catch them. So Chazal didn't answer. When we had a big suffering, when we're learning this halacha, is if a person sweeps ants into a shovel on a paper, for sure, lefir Reb Shimon Zalman is no isu. But even if it is shittus that is a isu, right? It's ein b'minei nitzeit. Maybe it's not called tzeder. He's on a shovel; he could move ahead. He's on a paper; he could walk off. You're right, I could turn the paper the whole time, and every time when he comes, I don't let him to go off. But he's not nitzoid, more from what he was. Yeshli istapek bezetuve. The Ramor is mamshich. Hameshase kelev, achar chaya b'shabes, he makes a dog to run after the animal and to catch the animal. Havitzeida, v'yesh'eimrim da'av v'chol asu latzut klovim mishum moishav leitzim. See the Mishnah Berurah Avetzeda. So normally the Beralocha says in Shabbos when it says Avetzeda has to be Yisro de Reise. But here he didn't do a Melocha, so it's only a Yisro de Rabbanon. We'll see how the Mishnah Berurah speaks it out and see if Kotten Yud. Avetzeda. Hainu afilim lo yoso be'atzmi ma'ise klal, rak v'ma sheshiso es ha-kelev, ve'ha-kelev topsoi. Have rak tzeda med Rabbanon. But, im oso be'atzmi gam ken ma'ise v'zeh, kigoin, for example, sheborach ha-tzvi min ha-kelev, the tzvi was running away from the dog. V'oyu v'yogea, v'oyu roidef acho v'yisigea hakelev al day zeh, have tzeidek muro. V'afilu im rak omad v'fono v'yivilo yad shigea hakelev v'topsoi, have gam gen todo de tzeidu, mechayev shechein derech hatzayodim. Mishnebura adds the words shechein derech hatzayodim. Sharatiyuni explains, because really it's not a real ma'isa, it's a grome. It's very shver why, but Loshon HaRambam is mashma that it could be a melocha deraisa here. And this is what he wants to answer, b'shechein derech hatzayodim. It brings me to me, Me'ayin, and some of you, as Hashem, will be speaking about the next year, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and Tziv Dalet, Tziv Kot, Yud Ches, Ein Persi Metzuda B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to put a trap in Shabbos. What if you did it? Mishnah Berurah says, if it got caught right away, Yechayev Chatos. If later, you're not Chayev. The Chazanish speaks about this Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Tziv Dalet, we'll see him as Hashem Mimekoimoi. Why, if B'Shas that you appearance the Mitzudah, something came in right away, Yechayev? You didn't do a Maisa. If you put it over the animal, I could hear. But if you open the mitzuda and the animal got caught, so what we'll say that this is melechet seida shechen derech hatzayodim. So even after a long time, bishul also takes a couple hours. Zriya also takes a couple hours. Chazon Ish wants to say maybe you chayev. It's a big chiddush. Now, there's another shayla the poskim spoke out. But the Mishnah Berurah says that Adam Maisa you're not chayev. Why is no isum mechamer? If a person tells his animal to do a melocha in Shabbos, it's called mechamer. Why here it's not osum, it's not mechamer? It's a lot of arichas and different terutzim, we'll not go into them. But one thing of Nisim Karelis brings down, that if you have a room that has mice, rats, and you put a cat inside and she chases them, it's not even meshaseh. Because it does it because of her own teva. First, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kotni Yudalef." That this Rama says, "V'yeshayim rim she'abechol osu mishu moishav leitzim." Mishnah Berurah speaks out, "Kotni Yudalef." Ve'inazeichel esimchas leviyosin. V'ayim per megodim that if you're doing it for the parnasa, not for enjoyment, it's muta. Yitochen shemuta. Seif gimel. Kol shemim mino nitzoid chayev olof. Every animal that is b'mino nitzoid, yichayev on it. Ein b'mino nitzoid. Potu rabal osu. Hilkach, zvuvim flies, ava pishayin v'minam nitzad, osu letzudam. This is the first part. And there's another part that Ramo will see as Hashem next year. But the first part of the Sif Gimel is what? Kol she b'minay nitzad, chayev olo. Ein b'minay nitzad, potu rabal osu. Ein b'minay nitzad, v'afilim hu tzorech leize tzorech, tzodam letzize tzorech, the Mishnebura Sif Kodin Yud Beis, gam ke lechoshiv tzedam. And this Seif is a lot of points that I want to speak out. What is called Ein B'mina Nitzay? So first, the Poskim are Marich, why Ein B'mina Nitzay is Chayev. I'm sorry, Ein B'mina Nitzay is Potu. Why it's Potu, why it's not Chayev? Because Meloch Yetzir Legufo, Chison and the Shem Meloche, but this is the Aloche. The Bir Aloche Seif Zayin, B'teich HaDvorim, says B'tudev Poshut. Now the Nezer is Marich of them. That Ein B'mina Nitzad, even if normally people catch it, that it will not be mazik the people, the regular kill it or stop it or catch it, it's not called B'mina Nitzad. B'mina Nitzad means that he takes it for himself. And my Savior Hashem Menitzad, I'm a super couple of fakers on B'mina Nitzad. What would it be if it's not regular to be tzadit and a tzedek gemura, but it's B'mina Nitzad lebibor gadol, monkeys, you catch them to put them in big cages. Bibor Godl is only Yisod Rabbanon, but it makes it Minay Nitzayit, or it doesn't make it Minay Nitzayit. And I want to explain. For sure, if first they catch it, and then they put it there, it's a Minay Nitzayit. But if not, another suffix is, what would it be if they catch these things for learning on them, studying on them? I asked the Beliashiv this Shaila. Today, a lot of flies, people catch them for all different things that he wants to. The Chayodim brings down, and mouse, b'sman hazeh, is called Minay Nitzay, because in some countries, people catch them for their skin. To use their skin, to do leather things from it, coats, purses. Even if in our country it's not, it's called Minay Nitzay. But Eliashiv wanted to say that for these people that are working there, yes. For some people, maybe it's not called Minay Nitzay. Could be even for these people, you have to know, even that normally we see if it's B'mina Nitzah that becomes for everyone, you have to know. These people also, when they will go on the street and they see a fly, they don't try to catch him. So it's not Mamash B'mina Nitzah. Another shayla is, we'll see later, Mishnah Berurah Seif Kotan Lamed Gimel, Atzad Lesachik, Spotu Rabalosu. What is Lesachik? He just wants to catch it and then free it, or for different reasons. What would be if it's b'mino ilotzud l'sachek, but no one has a use of it? It's called b'mino nitzay, or it's not called b'mino nitzay. These are sfeikas in the halachas of b'mino nitzay. Now, there's another shaila, and again, this, I have to be magdim before we see the hemshach Mishnah Berurah. If when you kill something, it's called seder or not. In the Minchas Soilis and Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah, Lamed Beis is Mistapek. He brings down from the Yerushalmi that it's called Seder. B'Shem Rabbi Eliashiv, they hold that it's called Seder. Rabbi Nissim Kareli told that it's called Seder. Shem Zalman holds it's not Seder. Seder is that you took away the freedom from the animal. Killing the animal is not called taking away the freedom from the animal. You killed it. You have to take the freedom of the animal to you. This is my Seder. The Shara Halter of Mshat and Shoyle Dag Min Hayam. That is mashma from Rashi that you'll be chayav also mishum tzeide and also mishum netiras neshama. But there could be first I take it to myself and then as you see as neshama. There's a lot of different rayas. It's not the mokim to be marachna. I want to see the next Sif Kotn Mishnebure and we'll see maybe it's tolu yobeo. Sif Kotn Yod Gimel. Hilkach zvuvim udvoirim bis mashma bebisyeses da ave bichlal dobo shebe mina nitzot. But shall poiskim hold? No. And you have to know what is the shaila exactly in bees, if it's called Mamina Nitzad or not, or Vinogia really to the Hemshech of the Ramo. Chagovim tehoirim ledas Rashi udovah shem Mamina Nitzad, but Rambam ain't a saver ken. Dogim ubichlal dovah shem Mamina Nitzad, achroinim. And here really is the shaila, how you know what yes and what not? How you know what yes and what not? Reb Nissim Karelitz wants to explain like this. Why the Rambam holds that it's not called Bamina Nitzoy? Because people don't catch it alive. They kill it. And killing is not called Seidus. It's not called Bamina Nitzoy. And the other Shittas will hold not like that. That killing is called Bamina Nitzoy. But we said again, it's not so posher that if killing is called Bamina Nitzoy or not. And Biz is also a Shaila why it's not called Bamina Nitzoy if he most poiskin. It's a very double omoik. An army's girls, we can't go into it. There's one more thing that I want to, before we finish this shaila. All the poskim started to declare a very interesting shaila. A Adam is called Bemina Nitzayde Nat. Yesh Tzayde Be'Adam or Ein Tzayde Be'Adam. In Sefer HaKoivetz al HaRambam, Im Nofal Tinek Adobar Echo B'Maim, he says to take him out as a told of Tzayde. Avdenezer said that it's not Shaykh Tzeda b'mayim, be'odom. The Shaykh is how to learn Pshat in the Gemara Menoches, dogim ve'elo dogim, ve'elo dogim ve'tinoik. And Tesis says, oiz ve'potu ala tinoik, potu name ala dogim. So a big person of Shemazama says, Pasha, that is no Tzeda. He's with himself. Shaykh, little babies in the water, it could be as a Maisa Tzeda. They say, the Shurin asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, so why the Gemara says, and we say in the Pasuk in Eicho, Tzudunik HaTzipor. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, maybe a not normal person that lost his mind, and Yechapim maybe is a Tzeder, but you have to know if it's ready, B'mina Nitzad or not. Some want the Mechalek from Ketanim, that they don't know what is happening with themselves, to Gdolim. Ketanim in the water, maybe yes. Now, the Shaila is, if we'll be choshesh yesh tzeida be'odom, so a little kid that doesn't want to come home, and he's running away and his father will catch him, will be a tzeida. We have to say it's like Bnei Tarbus, but we'll see later that could be his no tzeida by them anyways. So it could be his another kule. Ikar aloch is that is no tzeida be'odom.